Usually there was a process how Hashem transmitted His will for the Jewish people. He first would speak to Moshe. Then Moshe would speak to Aharon. Then Nadav and Avihu would come in. It would be learnt with them. Then the Zekanim came in and was learnt with them. Then eventually it trickled down to Bnei Yisrael. But in the Parsha of Kedoshim, where Hashem requires that the Jewish people should be holy, there the Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to speak directly El Kol Adas Yisrael, to the entire congregation of Klal Yisrael, and to say to them, Kedoshim Tihiyu, be holy, Ki Kodesh Ani, for I am holy. This is the will that Hashem has for the Jewish people, that every single person should increase in their holiness, constantly to be meromim themselves, to lift themselves up in Kedusha, never to be satisfied with the level that they're in. Keep on going higher and higher. That is supposed to be the desire of every single Jew, to sanctify himself and to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as is possible in this lifetime. And to the extent that a Yid is Mekadosh himself, to that extent he gets closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the question is, how do we get to this Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us about and expects of us? So the Torah says, Ish ima va'oviv tiro. First, be in awe of your father and mother. Second, the Torah says, v'shapsoi sai tishmeri, you shall guard the Shabbos, keep the Shabbos, practice the Shabbos. And after that it says, al tifnu elo elilim, you shall not turn to strange gods. So there are many questions that need to be resolved here. First one is that the order seems to be the exact opposite from the way it is listed in the Aseres HaDibros. In the Aseres HaDibros, first comes Lo yiyu lecha Elohim acherim al ponai, there shall not be strange gods. Then after that comes Shmir Shabbos. And then after that comes honor your father and mother. And here we see the exact opposite order. We also have to resolve the question, what is the connection between Ish ima va'aviv tiro, being in awe of one's father and mother, to becoming holy? But it seems from the Torah that when we honor our father and mother, we are able to reach higher levels of Kedusha, and Chas V'Shalom, if we don't honor our father and mother, then we are unable to attain those levels of Kedusha. Now we all know that Kedusha is the opposite of Tumah. The Ruchnius is the opposite of Gashmius. And in a world that is full of Gashmius, all would agree it is not a simple task to try to sanctify ourselves. And if we talk in the natural sense of things, a person should not want to be mevatel his desire for kashmir. As this is something that's constantly burning inside of him, it gives him no rest. And why should he forego that for Kedusha? We must conclude that the only reason one would do that is according to his appreciation and recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, according to the Amunah that he has, he will forego his will for Hashem's will. But why should a person be Moser Nefesh when HaKadosh Baruch Hu to most people is an untangible, unseen? This world a person sees. The future he doesn't see. And what's sure is sure. Right now, the person has opportunities to indulge in gashmias. So why should he forgo that? And furthermore, from where is the person supposed to take the strength, the fortitude, to be Mekadosh himself when he faces such challenges? Are we going to say he should only do that because of Amunah? Is Amunah strong enough? Really, the answer to these questions are not difficult. Hashem had the answer to all these questions. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with his abundance of kindness and mercy, understood this dilemma that we are going to have throughout our lifetimes. So Hashem says the following: Ish imai ve'aviv tiro. You shall be in awe of your father and mother. Your father and mother you do see every single day. You enjoy the benefits of their hard labor. They worry for you day by day, without stop. Their entire lives are devoted to you, devoted to all their children. They have patience and mercy for their children no matter what situation they find themselves in. So Hashem says, it is impossible for you to sanctify yourself, to become holy to me, if you don't first honor your father and mother. Your father and mother, they are my partners in your creation. So you first must recognize and appreciate your parents and have gratitude for everything that they do for you. Because this is right in front of your eyes. This is something that you benefit from on a daily basis. How is it possible to go ahead and be mechabed and sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is distant from us, that the eye does not see, in comparison to one's parents that are close to him, and that he does see constantly and has a shaychus with all the time? Every single day, we're involved with our parents. And if you're not going to honor your father and mother, from who you are a part of, you were created from them. You were created from their Kedusha. From the people that are close to you, then it's not possible for you to go ahead and become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to sanctify yourselves before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is far from you. So what we see from here, that it is impossible for a person to sanctify himself only if he goes step by step. So it's a process. What is the process? The first process HaKadosh Baruch Hu says here is the following. First, honor your father and mother. They are before you. They do everything for you. Then, keep the Shabbos. Shabbos? That's the concept of Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. Half is for you. Half is for Hashem. And then, you can come to the third madrega of Al Tifnu El Alilam when it's Kulo Hashem, totally for Hashem. Now, with this in mind, it's possible to be Mithkadish ourselves and to come to a high madrega, even if we don't feel a direct contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But through this process, we're able to feel a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if He was in front of us. Because only after we have accustomed ourselves to show our appreciation and gratitude for those who are in front of us constantly, is it possible to show appreciation and gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is, so to say, not directly in front of us, whom we can't directly see. Then we could distance ourselves from all the temptations in this world and to be Mekadosh ourselves much more, according to the recognition of the good that we benefit. So what we learn over here is getting to a level of Kedusha is not instantaneous. Climbing the ladder to Kedusha is a step-by-step process. So the Torah goes ahead over here and reverses the order from the Aseres HaDibros. Because if you can't show appreciation and gratitude to the parents that raised you, whom you constantly benefit from, there's no way that you are going to go ahead and show your appreciation and recognition of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom you don't see like you see your parents in this world. So first is Yishima Vaviv Tiro. Now you can come to the level of Shabbos where it's partial for Hashem and it's partial for you. Then you can come to the level where it's all for Hashem. Once you get to the level that it's all for Hashem, then you're willing to strive and to struggle and to resist temptation and grow daily in one's Kedusha and one's holiness and to fulfill Hashem's wish of Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Oni, because Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. And the relationship could be stifled sometimes if Tumah gets into the way. And Hashem wants very, very much to have a relationship with every Yiddish neshama, because each neshama is a chelek l'kam imal. It's a part of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem gave us a recipe how we can become holy. So it is our tefillah, our constant tefillah, that we should be zeichet to be netayr and nekadesh, v'kedusha shamayla. We should be able to purify ourselves and become holy with a higher holiness. And like we say in Sefirot HaOmer, through that, Yish b'shefera b'chol ha'olamos is going to shower on upon us all that is good. And that will be a tikkun, that will be a correction to ensure that when we return on the Shemas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will be in a holy, pure state as Hashem gave it to us.